Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A few years ago, I recorded a commentary by the same title of today's commentary, What's Important to Teens Today? Did that commentary ever need updating? What is so very sad is that the original list of issues, which included feeling good about yourself, acceptance, identity, and the media, are still genuine concerns for young people today. But what a teenager faces today includes some gravely serious problems. 20-year-old blogger Jenny O'Hara compiled a list of issues teens face today with a subtitle that adults aren't even fully aware of. Parents, take a deep breath. If you have a teenager in the house, consider these. 1. Cyberbullying and stalking. The internet has changed the age-old problem of bullying, making it an ever-present possibility in the life of your electronically connected offspring. It's no longer sticks and stones, but cyberbullying has even led to tragic suicides. 2. Sex. Kids, and I mean kids, writes blogger O'Hara, are having sex younger and younger every year. Blatant sexuality is in your youngster's face. It's in the movies, TV shows, magazines, and God knows on the internet. 3. Drugs and alcohol. Kids left alone in a two-parent career home, along with widespread acceptance of smoking pot and cheap and available drugs, have made this issue more serious than ever before. Grades, that's 4. The pressure from parents, teachers, and peers to get a college degree from a ranked college, scholarships, and established in a career produces anxiety that makes high school seem like a life-or-death issue. 5. Broken homes. An overseas dad or broken home is common. Switching between homes, dealing with battling parents or step-parents all add to the stress and tension of being a teenager today. 6. Desensitization to violence. Violence is now part of a teen's visual life. Whether in video games, movies, or the news, life is filled with a constant flow of images that change the way your youngster views life. What to do about these serious issues? What do you do about them? Well, to make it simple, talk. Talk all of the time. As God instructed Moses way back in the book of Deuteronomy, teaching and talking while you sit and walk and lie down and rise up. Now, as anyone who has ever actually had a teen in his house knows, your teen may be most receptive to doing the talking when you least want to do it, when your brain and body are thoroughly scorched for the day. But sit up in bed if you have to, listen, and talk. But just talking alone won't change your teen's thinking, and most certainly your opinions won't. The truth of God's Word is the agent of renewal of the human mind, and that's why God gives us the words, "Impress these words of mine on your heart and soul." You know, friend, we never choose the era in which we raise children. We only choose the tools that we use to guide them and direct them into the path that they should go. If you do not know the Word, it's more difficult for you to pass that on to your children. Despite everything that changes around us, we can stand on the promise of God's Word, and we can claim our kids for the kingdom.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.